The national executive of the CPP has accused the 2008 flag bearer of the party, Dr. Park Isindu, of being behind the recent agitations within the party. This the national executive attributed to the overambition of Dr. Isindu to become the flag bearer for the 2012 elections. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the general secretary of the party, Ivor Greenstreet, said all attempts to persuade Dr. Isindu to refrain from activities that will cause disunity in the party has failed.
This great party, as you correctly refer to it, is under siege by the obsession and self-possession of one man and his ambition. And that man's name is Dr. Park Isindu. Despite several attempts behind the scenes to get him to accept, do things in a collective way that will unite the party and take us forward as one body, he seems to want to insist to continue lurking in the dark and motivating by machinations and activities throughout the regions of this Ghana, the regional executives and other executives, to pursue a course of action which is only going to lead to further disunity in the party. We have adopted a new party constitution. That party constitution foresees the situation where the new executives control the affairs of the party for 1 year before having a presidential congress. At the same time, that constitution also sees that a congress should be held for a presidential candidate 2 years before the election. But due to the fact this constitution has been adopted halfway through the electoral cycle at the end of September, we are confronted with a situation whereby we all have to come together and find a middle ground that inures to the benefits of the party as a whole. And Ghanaians have been witness to successive elections, 2004, 2008, and others, where the CPP has made a lot of noise on the media. Last time we started in December 2007, all the way to December 2008, making a lot of noise and activities about our plans and programs on the media. But because of disunity and disorganization, we ended up with 1%. So there is a school of thought that believes that on this occasion, particularly as the Constitution now determines that we should be organized around every polling station in the country, that we should properly organize the party, spend a short period of time properly organizing the party on the ground with the assistance of all senior members of the party, including Dr. Isindu and other aspirants, so that we all come together, build the party from the grassroots, and ensure that this great party, as you referred to, then becomes a focal point for talking about what it proposes to do for Ghanaians.
What makes you think Park Isindu is involved in the internal wranglings that is happening now?
I'm the general secretary of the party, and as I indicated earlier, it is the first time that I've come out to specifically mention a particular individual's name. And if as general secretary, I get continual calls and continual intelligence information from region after region after region, saying that his boys were here, his boys have done this, his boys are doing that, they're saying hold this press conference, they're saying do this, now this is the activity and approach and line they want to take, then at the end of the day it is my duty to expose him to the general public of Ghana, and then they will make a determination as to whether they believe as general secretary I speak the truth or not.
Ivor Greenstreet said the suggestion to hold a congress while working to strengthen the regional structures is vital, but said the national executive thinks it is also important to work hard to unite the structures of the party first before holding a congress to elect a presidential candidate.
We still have to conduct regional elections in Western Region, regional elections in Volta Region, solve court cases in Isu Region and perhaps have a regional election there, solve a court case in Upper West Region, have a regional election there. And as of now, we do not have the proper structures and things on the ground. And so if, looking at our past history, rushing has still produced us 1%, clearly it shows you that we need to be doing things differently. If we do things differently, then maybe we will get different results. And so we are not saying we're going to delay interminably. We are just saying that let's allow a short period of time to elapse so that this time, when we go to a Congress, we leave the Congress united. We leave a Congress and we find the middle ground for all aspirants to come together and say they're going to support each other and stand on a platform and move together for the benefits of the policies and programs that this great party has for Ghanaians.
Do you communicate all these to your members at a grassroots level?
These things are communicated to them at the grassroots level. But there are obviously groups of individuals who have been manipulated by a specific force, group of individuals or persons who are driving certain things in a certain direction and are occupying the media space in order to pursue these diabolical programs and agenda, which will not inure to the benefits of unifying the party.
Will the CPP Congress be held?
Most definitely, madam.
When?
We are most definitely going to hold a presidential congress, and we hope that we will surmount all these problems, obstacles, and challenges.
Some people who are calling for a congress think that it is a deliberate attempt not to hold a congress to elect a flag bearer.
Certainly, they have been expressing that point of view, and that is why I'm saying this is part of the machinations of the self-obsession and possession of this one individual who is using that perspective and angle to paint the new leadership or persons within the new leadership in a bad light and suggest that it's part of a plan to derail or delay the progress. We took a candidate from December to December, December 2007 to December 2008, when the last election made a lot of noise in the media, but ended up with 1% because we were not organized on the ground and we were disunited as a party.
General Secretary of the CPP, Ivo Greenstreet, talking to Gloria Anderson. Meanwhile, members of the CPP calling for an early congress have expressed their displeasure at the leadership of the party, describing them as dubious characters. According to the group, utterances by some leading members have worsened the situation. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Okaikwe North Secretary of the CPP, Mohammed Hugan, said their call for an early congress is genuine and with no malice. He spoke to Gloria Anderson.
Some of us have been with the party for our credibility. The credibility of our membership and our loyalty to the party is undoubted, which I don't think is better. It's worse off than the credibility of those who are making that statement, including Peter Kwete himself. So we want to denounce that and then to put the record straight.
The executives of the CPP are also saying that an early congress will not be right because they need to put structures in place to ensure that when you go to the congress to elect your flag bearer, everybody understands and comes to an agreement on who the flag bearer is going to be. Is it that you don't understand what your executives are saying, or you think that they just don't want to go to congress?
As far as I'm aware, there is no concrete effort to strengthen the party structures. Their position is that they don't have police station executives. The parties just have to be strengthened before we go to Congress. That is true. Everybody agrees to that. But given the time limit now to Congress time, it is not possible, it's not probable that they can do all these things within this short period of time. So we are saying that these two things should go in tandem. The election of the presidential candidate and the reorganization of the party at the grassroots level should go together so that we can be timeous because of the time limitations that we have for our national election. So that after the presidential primaries, we will have this little bickering. We are not disputing the legitimacy of the election of the current leadership. But they were elected by the same structure. They say are weak, and they consider themselves legitimate, saying that because they were elected around the city, that should stay. We agree with the reorganization, but it has to go in tandem because of the time limitation, the short time limitation left. They carry out a proper grassroots organization restructuring now before the election time. And besides, as at this time, there is nothing concrete happened except for some nebulous speculation that is lacking in substance, in originality, and in time control.
Where is the CPP heading with all these internal wranglings?
This is one of the bane of the CPP, this public appearance of disunity. But in fact, there has to be consensus every time. One thing about this current leadership is that there is lack of information. There's no information flow. They are not trying to appraise us of what they are doing, except for these seculars who don't know what they are doing. And they are saying that they have some appearance of a honeymoon. They have to go through some honeymoon when there's a limited time ahead of us.
Okaikwe North Secretary of the CPP, Mohammed Hugas.